Session 1. Relax the muscles. The next few moments are just for you, and there really isn't anything else for you to think about or to do other than yourself and your relaxing. Now, we are in this session going to do a muscular relaxation, but your body is your responsibility, and if any of the things that I suggest, which will be some stretching, are not comfortable for you, then don't do them. Just relax from where you are now. Imagine those muscles stretching, imagine them working, and then let them go from where you are now. So take responsibility for yourself. Make sure that you're going to be warm and get yourself comfortable. Have the body balanced with your feet a little bit apart. Put your hands where it's comfortable for you, either on your abdomen or at your side if you're lying down, or in your lap if you're sitting. And if you have any discomfort while you're relaxing, then do adjust your position, and it will only help you to relax even more deeply. So if you're lying down, you can turn over onto one side, or if you're sitting, you can just adjust your position. Do what is right for you. This is your time and your relaxation. So we're going to stretch each group of muscles in turn. Try to stretch them as you breathe in, hold it, look at those muscles working, and then as you breathe out, just let them go. You can repeat any of the exercises if you wish, but notice the difference between muscles that are working and muscles that are relaxing. So first of all, I want you to think about the forehead. As you breathe in, raise the eyebrows as though you're surprised. Feel the furrows across the brow. Hold for a second or two. And then as you breathe out, let the eyebrows drop to a comfortable position. You can repeat if you feel the need. And then rest. Secondly, the eyes. Squeeze them tight shut as you breathe in. Feel that tension going up into the forehead, towards the ears, hold it. And then as you breathe out, let go. Keep the eyelids just gently closed. But if you feel that you may fall asleep, then have them just slightly open, but with the eyes unfocused. And rest. Third is the cheeks and jaw. Now we can hold a lot of tension in the jaw, so we're going to stretch against the natural inclination to clench the teeth. So as you breathe in, just do a little yawn so that the jaw opens. You can feel the muscles tightening round by the ears. And then as you breathe out, let the mouth close, but so that the lips just barely touch and the teeth remain apart. And the lips are soft and the cheeks are smooth. And let the expression drain away from your face, but keep an inward smile. And rest. Four is the neck. The neck muscles have to work hard through the day, holding the head upright, so do this exercise only as far as is comfortable for you. There should be no discomfort. You should just feel the stretch. And if you have any neck problems, either leave the exercise or do it just as far as is right for you. So as you breathe in, gently push the back of the head against whatever is supporting it. Feel the neck stretching. And then as you breathe out, let go. Repeat if you wish, and then rest. Now you may need to adjust your position because the neck may have lengthened as the muscles relax. And now rest. Now five are the shoulders. Again, we tend to hold a lot of tension in the shoulders. So we're going to pull against that natural inclination to hunch them. So as you breathe in, you're going to pull the shoulders down towards your knees. Feel the stretch right across the shoulders, up into the neck. And then as you breathe out, let them go so that they just roll into a comfortable position. Repeat if you wish, and then let go and rest. Imagine you've just put down two heavy suitcases and feel the relief as those muscles relax. Now, six is the right arm, hand, fingers and thumb. As you breathe in, straighten the arm, make it stiff, spread out the fingers and thumb so that they are stretched out, and feel those muscles working. And then as you breathe out, let go. Let the hand drop where it's comfortable so that the fingers are gently curled. Feel the weight of the whole arm. Let go, relax, and rest. And seven is the left arm, hand, fingers, and thumb. Again, straighten the elbow and the arm, stretch the fingers out, make them quite stiff, and as you breathe out, let go and rest. Eight is the back. Again, either ignore the exercise or do it only as far as is comfortable and right for you, especially if you have a back problem. So as you breathe in, flatten the small of the back, push it against whatever is supporting it, whether it's the chair or the floor, and feel how the abdomen contracts. And then as you breathe out, let go. You may need to adjust your position because the spine may have lengthened. And rest. Now nine, the chest and abdomen. Again, we're going to stretch against that natural inclination to draw the abdomen inwards when we're under stress. So as you breathe in, push the abdomen up and out. Hold it, and then as you breathe out, just let the abdomen return to a comfortable position. Do not bring it in. You may want to try that one again. As you breathe in, push the abdomen up and out. And as you breathe out, just let it sink back. And let your breathing return to normal, quiet and even. And now rest. And 10 is the right leg, foot and toes. As you breathe in, bring the toes towards your face so that you feel the stretch all up the leg. Don't do it so vigorously that you get cramp. But then as you breathe out, let the foot go so that the foot just flops away and your ankle, knee and hip roll outwards. And rest. And 11 is the left leg, foot and toes. As you breathe in, bring the foot towards the face. Feel the stretch again. Just gently do it. Hold it, and then as you breathe out, let go. And 12. 12 now is the whole body. The whole body. Give the message to your body to let go, and it will respond. So try to take a little time for yourself during each day. Try for 3 times a day if you can. And just spend 2 minutes letting go. Letting go as much as you can. You can sit, or if you prefer, lie down. And then remember what it is like to have to do nothing. There really is nothing that you have to do at this moment. And so when you spend your 2 minutes relaxing, tell yourself, that there's nothing that you have to do for the next 2 minutes other than let go as much as you can and talk yourself through letting go. Let the face become soft and the jaw relaxed. Let the shoulders roll down. Let the breathing become quiet and even. And as you breathe out, tell yourself to let go. And as you breathe out, tell yourself, I am letting go. Say it quite positively and firmly to yourself. So find those 2 minutes just when you can, just to let go and remember how you feel now. And by relaxing in this way, you are taking a positive step in your own well-being. This is an ability that we all possess, and now you are trying to rediscover this ability just to let go. It is there within you. And the benefits of relaxing in this way will come gradually, almost imperceptibly, but they are starting now, and any benefits that you gain from this session today are of your own achievement. And what is more, they are part of your experience now. They are happening to you. They are part of you. They are going to go with you even after you've become active. They're going to go with you for the rest of the day. And it doesn't matter where you are or who you're with. They will still be there. They're part of you. So rediscover for yourself this ability to do absolutely nothing and to enjoy it. And while you're relaxing, the thoughts will still come, and that's as it should be. To try to prevent them would only create effort, and there is no effort required at all. So let the thoughts come, but let them go. And if you find that you're following a train of thought, no matter how trivial, or if you have a persistent thought, just bring your attention back into your relaxing, back into your breathing, which is always there. Check that you haven't tightened up. You will learn those areas within yourself that are the first to tighten, and then just carry on drifting, enjoying being the person that you are. And at the beginning of the next session, we will go through the body with a count of 1 to 12. And by the time you reach 12, you will be as deeply relaxed as you are now. So just be aware of how you feel now. Be aware of any positive feelings you have within you, any beneficial feelings, and know that they are going to go with you, even after you have become alert. In a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 7, and by the time I reach 7, you will be quite alert again. But even after you've opened your eyes and become active, you will still retain a sense of comfort and well-being. 1, 2, 3, 4. Begin to feed in the outside world. 5, 6, and 7. Very gently allow yourself to become alert. Move your fingers, your hands, and your feet. You may want to turn your head very gently from side to side. Do what is right for you. And then when you are ready, in your own way and your own time, you can come up.